We're now going to launch into an examination of policies regarding illegal immigration, which has certainly been a topic of conversation this past week. Before we get into analysis and opinion, let's start with historical facts about these policies, which many this past week have been critical of. The belief is that President Trump is the start of all which we are seeing taking place. The reality, well, quite a bit different. Here to examine what many don't want you to know is a senior editor with the Stream, Rachel Alexander. Thanks for being here today, Rachel.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Stream.org, you can read Rachel's work along with the other journalists there. And as I said, the picture that the MSNBC, CNN's Democratic side of the aisle in both houses are painting is this whole thing we're seeing is a Trump creation. What are the facts about that issue?
It's not really a Trump creation. This dates back to the Bush administration when he launched Operation Streamline in 2005, and he started putting all illegal immigrants in jail at that time. And there'd be some exceptions made for parents traveling with children, but generally they didn't want to just catch them and release them. And so under the Obama administration, they had a catch-and-release policy where the immigrants would not be put in jail as much. Instead, they were let out into the United States, where they disappeared and often didn't show up for their hearings. And so Trump, you know, doesn't want that catch-and-release policy to keep going on. And so, you know, he decided he would crack down and begin prosecuting them again in early April. And once people found out that their children were put in other facilities that weren't jails, people got really upset over that. But there's a court decision that says, Flores versus Reno, that says you can't keep the children locked up. You have to put them in a more of a permissive environment. And so the children were being placed with their relatives or were in foster care homes.
And unless, I mean, obviously I can't see and read everything, but you're the first person, at least it came to my attention, who's mentioned the Flores versus V. Reno decision, which the case itself actually dates back to 1985, and it took until 1997 before the it's called the Flores Agreement, took place, which, again, as you mentioned in your article and just now, it really details how children of immigrants, if they come with the parents, if they come unattended, should and need to be treated. So, again, this is something that up until this point with the executive order that he signed, that the president's administration has just basically been following.
Right. It's the law. It's the court said this, and in 2014, when Obama was trying to put the women and children together in detention centers, the court said he couldn't do it, and so he had to stop putting them together. And so, you know, where was the outrage under the Obama administration, you know, for not keeping the mothers with their children, who, by the way, they are reunited with the children once their prosecution is through, which usually just takes a few days or so. So I don't see the huge injustice there. I just think that this was a ruse that the Democrats did, using the children as pawns to make it appear that they were being cruel to the children. But the reality is the Democrats just want the adults released, and so they don't want to prosecute them. They don't want to be prosecuting these illegal immigration laws, and so the children were a ruse.
When Obama was being questioned about this, was this the time he was getting onto his "I'm not the king, I'm not the emperor" mantra?
Probably.
because why couldn't he back in 2014 have done what President Trump just did this past week?
Exactly. President Trump has, you know, trumped the Democrats on this here. They thought they were going to get him on this issue of being, you know, cruel to the children. But the reality is he solved it with his executive order, you know, putting the women and children back together. And the Democrats no longer have an issue. Now, hopefully, we're going to need Congress to pass a law to back up that executive order so that it's still not necessarily over.
Which is the... And, you know, it hasn't gotten much attention because of the two bills that were sitting in the House that both, you know, one's already dead. The other one is on life support as far as sweeping immigration reform. But as you wrote, too, Senator Ted Cruz is basically going to resolve the situation because where the Flores Agreement allows holding the kids for 20 days in detention, Cruz's bill would speed up the asylum requests so that the time of the request won't be greater than the time you can hold the children.
Right. That would be a vast improvement. And if the Democrats really cared about the children, why aren't they agreeing to Ted Cruz's bill? You know, and the part of the reason for this delay in prosecuting these immigrants is because a lot of them are asking for asylum, but they're just wasting the court time and court resources because they're not eligible for asylum. You know, these Central American illegal immigrants are not going to be given asylum once it's determined that they're illegal immigrants that came into the country.
And on the flip side, Senator Dianne Feinstein has a bill which would ban the separation of families unless there's evidence that the child is being trafficked or abused by, well, his or her parents, or at least the people claiming to be the parents, which that also is a reason why detention takes place, because there's no proof of parental custody. In not a lot of these cases, but enough of the cases to raise concern.
Well, in a lot of these, parents are faking that they have children when they really aren't their children. And that Feinstein bill is just an amnesty bill, because what it would do, it would say you can't incarcerate the parents because they have to be with their children. Therefore, we go back to catch and release under Obama, and a lot of these legal immigrants are never going to show up for their hearings. They're just going to disappear into the U.S.
So for you listening, if you want to get a real quick education about the facts, look up Google Flores Agreement, F-L-O-R-E-S Agreement. It was done in 1997 as a result of a Supreme Court decision regarding the situation that we're seeing today. And you'll understand the truth, the facts. And, well, it's obviously not the best situation for kids, but it's a situation that's better and more humane than what many people are making it appear to be. And you can learn more about this issue by reading Rachel's work over at stream.org. She's a senior editor with The Stream. Rachel Alexander, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Bye.